Nesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Ches, the second line from the top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah Daf Ayin Vavim Beis, the Mishnah stated, Ve'ilu Hina Narogin, Haritzeach, Fa'anshi Erin Dachas, and the Gemara continues to discuss Dinim that are Negeah to Ritzicha, and the Gemara begins, Tanar Abadam, we learned to the Braisa, Heko Asar Bnei Adam, Basar Makleis Vameis, that if 10 people are hitting Ruvain with 10 separate Makleis, and Ruvain ultimately dies, then Bein Mibas Achas, Bein Bizachazep turn, the Tanakh holds that it doesn't make a difference if they are all hitting him simultaneously or they are hitting him one after the other, then all 10 people that hit Ruvain and killed Ruvain would be Potter. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro argues on a Tana Kama that Bezeh Chazeh Ha'achron Chayiv Mipnei Shekir Ves Misasai, that if they are hitting him one after the other, then the last one to hit him, he would be Chayiv Misa because he hastened Ruvain's death. And in a moment we will see that the Gemara will bring the Makar for the Machlekes between the Tana Common Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro. Not only will we bring this from a pasuk, but we'll bring this from a svara. But let us keep in mind that even Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro agrees to the Tanakama that if all 10 people were hitting Ruvain at one time and they're hitting him simultaneously, then they will all be pata. And Rashi in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Yonam Rebbe states Shein Yedua Al Yedei Mi Nereg, as we're not sure which one of them actually killed him. And on the fifth of the narrow lines of our sugya, Rashi states Umiu Hechidi Ko Bebasachas Leikatlin Lekulu, that everyone agrees where they were hitting him simultaneously, then we will not kill all of them. The Ishkiyaka Amrachmana Veloishnaim Sherko, that we only have one murderer and only one person will be put to death, and we can't kill multiple people for killing one person. And Ayin Diad Ramadet states, Mai Amrit Liktaglunu Lakulu Haksiv Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, and we learn Veloishnaim Nefeshes Tachas Nefesh. And Agamur now continues, Amr Rabbi Yechlan Ushnei Mikra Echadashu, that Rabbi Yechlan states that both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda learned their respective shitas from the same pasuk in Pashas Emor, as the pasuk states, "Ve'ish ki yakek kol nefesh adam moisumas," and Rabbanon Savri kol nefesh ad ikka kol nefesh, and Rabbanon hold when the pasuk states that if a person hits kol nefesh adam, is teaching us that the only way there will be chay misa is only if he kills the entire nefesh. And as Rashi states, "Ve'kivud mitchila sayyeh rishonim barigasai," and since in this case at the beginning there were others that were helping him killing this person, leka kuli nefesh, and therefore even the last person will be pata. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro sava kol nefesh kol du nefesh, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro learns that when the pasuk states v'ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam, that as long as someone kills someone and they killed even part of his nefesh, then he would be chay misa. And Ayin Rashi afilu miksasa, and Ayin the Meiri Maseches Baba Kama daf Yudon Rebeis, who points out that the only time that we have machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro is only if the first people that hit him were using enough force kedei lahamis in order to kill Ruvain. However, v'yirli shem lo yehi bekulin kedei lahamis v'ko achron makas yesh ba kedei lahamis nereglov, then certainly all agree that the one that hit him with a makah that's yesh ba kedei lahamis would be chayim misa. And the Gemara continues, amrava, that Rava teaches us hakol moedim b'hergus atreifa shu pata. And Rashi points out that by the fact that we see there's a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro in a case where people are hitting someone and then the person dies, so it's muchach that they would not be choylik in a case where someone kills a treifa. And Rashi explains, kagoy nikav aveshet oy kreim amayach, where this person already had a hole in his trachea or in the membrane of his brain. And even Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiro would agree that if Ruvain kills a treifa, that Ruvain would be patah as gavra katela katal. And Rava continues that similarly, begoysiv b'dei shemayim shuchayiv, that all would agree that if someone was on his deathbed and he wasn't dying because he was a treifa and he was dying b'day shemayim and just from a standard sickness, and then Ruvain comes and kills him, then even Rabbanu would agree that Ruvain would be chayiv. And as Rashi explains, as l'maisa no action was taken against this person that is very sick, and therefore he has a din as a full-fledged chay, and the person that kills him would be chayiv misa. And therefore Rava states, l'nechaku ela begoises b'day adam, that the only time his machlikis is only when he became a goises, because nine other people hit him originally. He only dies once Ruvain hits him. And as Rashi states, "Kagoyin zeh shakarv lomos mach misamakos el lo yasor rishayim treifa," but the maisi did not yet become a treifa, and he just a goises, and he's about to die based on being hit multiple times. And Rava continues that the basis for machlekes is mar medami le treifa, that the Tanakhama compares this case to a case of a treifa, and although ultimately Ruvain killed him, but ultimately gavra katela katal, and therefore Ruvain would be potter. However, Geisus B'nei Shemayim, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira compares this case to a scenario of Geisus B'nei Shemayim, as L'maisa there was no hole in his Veshet or Kreim HaMoyach, therefore he was still considered a full-fledged Chai, therefore when Reuven, who was the last person that hits him, kills him, then Reuven will be Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues and asks, Manda Medamile L'Trefa, according to the Tanakhama that says that we compare this case to a case of Trefa, my time Meloi Medamile L'Geisus B'nei Shemayim, why doesn't he compare this din to one that is a Geisus B'nei Shemayim, where we stated that he would be Chai Misa? The Gemara explains, as Geisus B'nei Shemayim Lo Yisav Be Maisa, Chai Yisav Be Maisa, as the Maisa when someone is a Geisus B'nei Shemayim, no Maisa actually happened to this person, therefore we could still look at this person as a full-fledged Chai, and therefore if anyone kills him, he would be Chai Misa. However, in our case, when 9 people already beat him, and therefore Maisa already occurred to him, so certainly we would compare this to a case of a Trefa, where there was also a hole that was made in his Beshet or Krema Mayach, and therefore we look at him as Gafur Katela, and even though the last person gave him the final blow, but he will not be Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues, and according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that states that the last person that kills this person will be chayiv, and similar to the case of a Geis B'nei Shemayim, my time Eloi Medamil Trefa, why doesn't it say that he should be Potah, as he's considered like a Trefa, and Gavra Katela Katal? And the Gemara explains, Trefa Mechachi Simonim, Holoi Mechachi Simonim, that there's a major chiller between the case of a Trefa and a case of a person that was beaten up by 9 other people, as in the case of a Trefa, the person of Maisa has a Kot Simon, and for example, he already has a hole in his Veshet, or Koyma Mech. However, in our case, although this person was beaten up very badly, but ultimately he still has all of his organs intact, and he doesn't have a hole in his Veshet, or Kreim HaMoyach, or any other vital organ, and therefore the person that gave him the final blow will be Chayim Misa. And I entices Dibel Maskel, Mar Medami Le'Trefa, that Afagav the Kray Kodashi, that even though previously Rabbi Yechidim brought a Pasuk of Ishkiyaka Kol Nefesh Adam, and we explained that Rabban Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira are being Chaylik based on the words of this Pasuk, however, L'Maisa, Itrich Le'Hanitami, still need the reasoning of our Gemara in order to explain why they learned this pasuk this way. And also, I in the top tesis diba maschel begeisus bnei adam tema oisus shasay geisus amai pata haroy geisus lamisa. That lechir, why isn't the person that caused them to become a geisus going to be chayim misa? If l'maisa we have a cloud that roiv geisus lamisa, and I in tesis how he explains the Gemara. And the Gemara continues when we bring a brisa, and this brisa will be going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. And as the Gemara continues, tani tana kamid rav sheshes, that someone who is a baki in brisas taught the following brisa in front of Rav Sheshes. The pasuk states, "V'ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam lahavi hamakas chaveroi ve'im bekedei lahamis uba'achav v'misa yishu chayiv." That since the pasuk states, "V'ish kiyaka kol nefesh," so we learn out as long as he's kol doing nefesh, and as long as you kill someone that is still some sort of a adam, then you're going to be chayiv misa. And the brisa teaches us that this comes to include that even if someone else hits someone and the person was not yet going to die, then Reuven came and hit him and caused the person to die, then Reuven will be Chai Misa. And the Gemara now asks, that if the first person that hit this person hit him in a way that's Ein Bo Kedei L'Hamis, so it's Pashut that Reuven actually killed this person, and certainly Reuven will be Chai Misa. And what is the Chiddush of this Braisa? And the Gemara explains that the proper way to understand this Braisa is Elo Yesh Bo Kedei L'Hamis Uba Achav Misa Yishu Chayiv B'Stamach Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that the case of the Braisa is where the first person or people that hit this person hit him with Akosh Yesh Bo Kedei L'Hamis, and really this person would have died in any case, and then Reuven came and was Makarav his Misa, that in that case Reuven would be Chayiv, because this Braisa is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who dashens that when the Pasuk states Kol Nefesh, we learn out Kol Du Nefesh, and L'Maisa Reuven killed a Kol Du Nefesh, and therefore he would be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara now continues and will bring multiple memories of Rava, and some have a girsa that brings a simon, trefa trefa reveya idum zemim, shar trefa simon. The Gemara begins with the first din of Rava. Amurava, Rava taught us, haharigas a trefa potter, that if Reuven kills a trefa, then Reuven would be potter. Even if you are Behuda ben Maseira, this is not considered kaldu nefesh, as lemaisa gavra katela katal. Rava continues, vitrefa shaharig b'fnei bezin chayiv, shalai b'fnei bezin potter, that if Reuven is a trefa and he kills someone, then if Reuven killed a person in front of bezin, then Reuven would be Chai Misa, even though Reuven is a Trefa. However, if Reuven, who is a Trefa, kills someone and he wasn't in front of Bezdin, then Reuven would be Potter, and Bezdin could not be Mechayiv Misa. And the Gemara explains what the difference is if he kills someone in front of Bezdin, or if he kills Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. And the Gemara explains, Bifnei Bezdin Chayiv, Dichsiv, Ubi Atarom Mikubecha. If Reuven Reuven, who's a treifer, kills someone and he's in front of Bezdin, so then Reuven will be chay misa, as the meister Bezdin knows clearly that he's a Rasha, and the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh teaches us will be atar aron mikubecha. However, shloi b'fnei Bezdin pata, that if Reuven killed someone and he wasn't in front of Bezdin, then Reuven will be pata. The havla edus shi'atar yachalazima, as the only way that Bezdin could be mechay misa to Reuven is only if they'll call Edim, and the Edim will testify that Reuven killed this person. And the meister this edus shi'atar yachalazima, even if we will find that these Edim are Edim Zaymim, they could not be Chayim Misa, and we couldn't give them the Oinish of Kasha Zomam, as Lemaisa, they were trying to have Reuven killed, and Reuven is a Trefa, they only wanted to kill a Gavra Katela, and as we saw previously, that if someone kills a Gavra Katela, then they're Potter, and therefore these Edim Zaymim could not be Chayim Misa, and as we know, Kal Edis Shiatu Yachalazima, Loishma Edis, that their Hagodis Edis would not be valid, and therefore it would be impossible for Bezin to kill Reuven. And I entice to do the maschel b'fnei Bezin Chayiv, and Tais points out that not only does it have to be that Reuven killed this person in front of Bezin, but could go into Ru'u B'yayim, it had to be that Bezin saw this Maisa during the daytime, Shadon and Ariyasam, the Iru'u B'laigla, B'yayidis, as if Reuven killed this person at night, then since Bezin only saw this act at night, they weren't considered a Bezin, as we can't judge during the nighttime. Therefore, they would still have to paskin based on the Haggadah's Edis that they would have in the morning, the Kivan the B'yayidis, and once we require Edis, be in an Edis Shat Yachalazima, and I in the Meiri that states, Uchagayin Shiro B'yayim, She'ain Srichin Le'edim. The Meiri continues, V'afal Pishim Kivan Shiro in Royin Le'oitzchus. However, Hoylu Trefahu in Choshin Kolkach Latzalasai, V'loy Oid El Shezet Tzerch Shah, Shem Lo Yehurig Apifnei Bezin, Yargal Atzmein Bekach, as if we wouldn't have a din that this person couldn't be killed, that any Trefah would go around killing people, as he would know that no one could stop him and no one could kill him. The Gemara continues with another member of Rava, V'amir Rava HaRaveyas HaTrefah Chayiv, that if Reuven is Raveya Shimon and Shimon is a Trefa, then Lemaisa Reuven was Eva Mishkav Zachar, and therefore Reuven would be Chayiv Misa. However, Trefa Sherova, that if Reuven was a Trefa and he did an act of Mishkav Zachar, then if he did so b'fnei Bezin, then he would be Chayiv Misa, based on the pasuk of Be'atar Rav Mikubecha. However, Shloi b'fnei Bezin Patar, and as the Gemara explains, b'fnei Bezin Chayiv Dechsil Be'atar Rav Mikubecha, and Lemaisa they saw him being Eva the Issa Mishkav Zachar. However, Shloi b'fnei Bezin Patar, the Havla Eid Shiatar Chalazima, is once again these Edim that will testify that Reuven was Eva Mishkav Zachar are impossible to do Kasha Zomim to, as even if they were lying and are found to be Edim Zomim, Lemaisa you would not be able to kill these Edim, as Lemaisa they only tried to kill a Gavra Katela, and therefore they would be part of a Misa. And as we previously stated, Edis Shiat Yachalazima, Loishma Edos, the Gemara is Hasu Lomli Hainuhach, that Lechiru, this second member of Rava, seems to be the exact same as the first member of Rava. Why would Rava also have to say this member? And the Gemara answers, HaRaveyas HaTrefa Istruchalei, that is actually a Chiddush in the second case of Rava, in the case where Reuven was Raveya HaTrefa, and he had Mishkav Zacha with a person that's a Trefa. Is Marutema Lehevi commanded Meshamish Meis Vilipata, that one may have thought that maybe Reuven should be Pata, as it's as if he had Bia with a Meis, and therefore he would not be Chayim Misa, as it wouldn't be considered that he had Mishkav Zacha, since the person he had Bia with is considered like a Gavra Katela, Kamash Vlon, the Bishum Hanahu, but Islehana. And therefore, Rava teaches us that the reason why someone is chayiv for Mishkav Zacha is because he had anah, and lemaisa by having bia with a live person, even though this person has a din like a gavra katela, but ultimately Reuven had anah by having bia with this other male, and therefore he would be chayiv misa. And as Rashi states, our veyas hameis lekahana sha'ovu chamimusay v'lach luchusay v'nistanein, and since the dead body is cold and doesn't have any moisture, therefore a person doesn't have anah when they have bia with a dead body, and therefore they are potter, and they would not be chayiv misa. The Gemara continues with another din of Rava, v'amar Rava, Edim she'idu b'treifa v'huzmu einei rogin. If Edim said testimony regarding a treifa who is a gavra katela, and then they became Edim zaymim, then they would not be killed. Keep in mind, as we previously stated, that because we wouldn't kill them, therefore the edus she'at yachlazima, and really the edus is not considered valid in any case. However, edi treifa she'huzmu einei rogin, if Edim are treifas, and they say Edus, and then they become Edim Zaymim, and even though these Edim were Trefais, we would still kill them based on the Pasuk of Be'atar Rav Mikubecha. However, of Ashi Alma, Afilu Edi Trefa Shuzmu Eine Rogin, Lefish Einam B'Zaymim B'Zaymim, that even Edi Trefa that testify, and then they become Edim Zaymim, they would not be killed, as Lemaisa we can't accept the Edim that came and testified against them, since they're not Shaykh to the Pasha of Edim Zaymim, and therefore the Klal of would apply, and as Rashi explains, that let's say the original Edom are named Reuven and Shimon, and they were treifas, and then Levi and Yehuda come, and amazim Reuven and Shimon, and say it was impossible for you to testify as Imanu Yisim b'makom Pliny, and therefore, based on their testimony, it would seem clear that Reuven and Shimon should be Edom Zayman, and Reuven and Shimon should be Chayim Isa, as Lemaisa is a klal of Rebbe Atan Rabbi Yekubecha. However, Lemaisa Zok Rav Ashi, that it's impossible for Bezin to accept the testimony of Levi and Yehuda, as if Levi and Yehuda are actually lying. Really, Levi and Yehuda were the Edom Zayman, and then Yisachar and Zvulun come to Bezin and they say that Levi and Yehuda should testify that they were with Reuven and Shimon on this day, as Imanu Yisim b'makom Pliny, as we were with Levi and Yehuda in another place on that day. Lemaisa, we could not be Mechayiv Levi and Yehuda Misa. When they testified against Reuven and Shimon, who were treifas, and therefore Gavra Katela. Therefore, once again, we have the klal that Eidus Shiatech Chazima Loishma Eidus. And Lachayu, this point of Ravashi seems to be Pashut. And how could it be that Rava would be Cholik on Ravashi? And Zok Rashi Lurava Kivin the Eidus Zaimim Chiddushu. Since we learned on Daf Chof Zayim and Aleph that the whole concept of Eidus Zaimim is a Chiddush, I forgot to have Eidus Shiatech Chazima Mikli. And even though the Eidus Shiatech Chazima, but this klal is not stated when dealing with Edom Zayman, Ayin and Rashi, and the Gemara continues with another member of Rava, and this member of Rava will be relevant to the din of Shor Niskal, and as we know, the Pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim taught us, Vimshor Nagachu Mitmol Shilshoim, Vuhu Bival of Leish Mirenu, Vahemus Isha Isha, Hasho Yisakal, Vigam Baal of Yumas, as we learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta on Dap Bezim and Aleph, that we learn, Kamisis Bailim, Kach Misa Shar, and there's a comparison between the Misa of the owner of the Shar and the Misa of the Shar itself. And based on this, the Gemara continues, V'omer Rava, Shar Trefa Shahar Chayiv, that if there's a Shar that is a Trefa and it killed a person, then it still would be Chayiv Misa and Chayiv Skila. However, V'shar Shal Adam Trefa Shahar Pata, but if this Shar belonged to Reuven and Reuven is a Trefa and this Shar kills someone, then the Shar will be Pata. And the Gemara explains, My Taima, as Omer Kra, Shar Yisakel V'gam Ba'al of Yumas, and we compare the Shar to its owner, that Kol Hecha de Karina Be V'gam Ba'al of Yumas, in any case where it's possible that if his owner killed this person, then the owner would be Chayim Misa, then Karina Be'a Shar Yisakel, then the din of Shar Yisakel would apply. However, Kol Hechad Le Karina Be'a V'gam Ba'al of Yumas, however, in a case where if the owner would kill this person, then the owner would not be Chayim Misa, like Karina Be'a Shar Yisakel, then the Shar that killed this person would not be Chayim Misa. And since in the case of Rava, the Shar's owner is a Trefa, and Rava already taught us that if a person that's a Trefa kills another person and it's Shaloi Bifnei Bez, then they would be pata, as it would be Eidu Shiatiyach Lazima. So therefore, if his shor kills someone, then the shor would also not be Chayiv Skila. And as Rashi states, V'gam Ba'al of Yumas, Klema Kamisas Bailum Kach Misa Shor, L'hom Milsen Nami Makshin Lu, the Kivin the Ilu Kotel Mori Shaloi Bebezin, Loi Mikdal Api Eidim, Kadamin Le'el, Shor Yunaimi Loi Mikdal. The Gemara continues that although Rava taught us, Shor Trefa Shahar Giz Chayiv, however, Rab Ashi Omar, Rab Ashi argues on Rava, and he states, I feel the Shor Trefa Nami Shahar Pata, that even if Reuven Shar is a Trefa and it kills a person, then the Shar would be Pata from Skila and would not have a din of Shar in the skull. And my Taima, and what is the reason? Kivin di Lubailim have a Ptiri, Shar Nami Pata, that since if the owner of the Shar would have been a Trefa and the owner himself would kill someone, then he would be Pata, so his Shar also will not be Chayiv Skila. And as Rashi points out, the Halamisis Bailim Hokish, as Lemaisa we had a Hekish between the Chiyav Misa for the Shar and the Chiyav Misa for its owner. Ayin about Tesis that Rava argues on Rav Ashi, he doesn't extend this klal of Kamisas Bailim Kach Misa Shar to this particular case, as Tesis explains that Ba'odim Shaykh Lifto Mitam Eidu Shiatir Chalazima. However, this Ptur is not Shaykh to a Shar, as it was Shar Loi Shaykh Dim Huzmu Eidim Mishalman Dme Shar Trefa Lebailim, as if the Eidim would be Huzm, the Eidim would have to pay the value of a Shar Trefa to the Bailim, and certainly there's still value even though the Shar is a Trefa. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the end of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav and Beis that stated Shisa Beis HaKelev, Shisa Beis HaNachash Pata, that if someone incites a dog or a snake against someone and they kill someone, then they would be Pata. However, Hishich Beis HaNachash Rabbi Huda Mechayev V'Chom and Patron, and Rashi in Asugya states Shisa Gira means inciting, and Hishich is defined She'achas HaNachash, that he held the Nachash V'Lichai V'Hishich HaNachash B'Besarei, and he placed the Nachash directly on the person's skin, and he made sure that the Nachash bit this person. In that case, we have machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. And our Gemara begins, Amar Ba'acha Ba'yakov, Keshetim Tzaleimu, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Oros Nachash ben Shinov who I made, Lefikach Makish Besayef and Nachash Potter, Wasama Geris, Lefikach Meshach Besayef and Nachash Potter. Rabbi Achabai Yaakov explains, when you get to the Seif Das of Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if someone places a Nachash right on the skin of a person and he makes sure that the Nachash bites him, that this person will be Chayim Misa, that is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the venom of a snake is always on its fangs, and when the Nachash now bites the person, there's no need for the Kavonas HaNachash. Therefore, as Rashi states, Vareyu Kutakeya Sakim Ebitnoi, and as if Reuven took a knife or a sword and stuck it into the stomach of Shimon, the Lav Gromhu Shrei Kli Mashchisa Biyodai, this would act as the murder weapon, and therefore certainly Reuven Bichai Misa. And even though the Nachash was involved in this Misa, however, Zokti Adramah, the Nachash Potter, and we don't consider the Nachash a Shara Niskal, as Lamaisa, the Nachash was an Oynis. And Rabbi Achav Yaakov continues that L'divrei Chachamim, Oros Nachash Me'atzmahu Meki, that the venom of a Nachash is produced by the Nachash once it bites someone and once you get it angry. And therefore, even though Reuven took the Nachash and he made sure the Nachash bit this person, but Lamaisa, without the Nachash actually getting involved and producing this venom, then that wouldn't have killed the person. And therefore, Reuven is only considered a Grandma. In this case, the opposite is true, that the Nachash would be Chayav Skila, just like any Shara Niskal that kills a person. However, Reuven would be Potter, at least Bedine Odom. Ayin Rashi Me'atzma Meki Bin Shichasai, Chesher Shichai Zeh, Adayin Eim Boi Kedei Lahomis, Lefika Kron Ba'almu, Afal Pishu Yedea, Shesefer Lahoki, Miu Lab Mikoichem Mayis. And Rashi continues, Lefika Nachash Biskila, Kedin Shor Shahemis, Dechol Behim Vachayek Kesharin, El Shidiba Kosser Bohiva, as we previously learned. Ayin Diad Ramad explains the Svar of the Chacham a bit further, Shabishor Shinot Shino Shal Nachash Bibisori Shazeh, Loya Haya Oris Munachalov, Allahavalek Seif Hamalavai, and therefore Reuven will be Potter. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. Hamakas Chaveroi, Bein Be'evan, Ben Be'ergroif, Amdu Lamisa, Behekel Mashahoya, Ulacher Mikan Hechpedumes, Chayiv, that Tanakama hold, that if Reuven hits his friend Shimon, and it doesn't make a difference if he hit him with his stone or with a fist, then Bezdin got a professional evaluation, and based on Shimon's wounds, they evaluated that Shimon would die. However, ultimately, Shimon got a bit better, and they reevaluated him, and they said that Shimon would live. And then Shimon relapsed, and ultimately Shimon died. But the Tanakama holds that Reuven would still be Chayim Misa. However, Rabbi Nechemiah argued in Tanakama, and he says, Potter, Shereglayim Lodova, that since Bezdin already reevaluated Shimon, and they ultimately evaluated him that he wouldn't die, therefore it is Shereglayim Lodova, that although Shimon ultimately died, but he didn't die based on the original wound, as Rashi states, Shlei Mis Machpas Makazu, Sherei Hekel, and the Gemara begins and brings a Braisa, that Tanur Rabbanah, we learned a Braisa, Azu Darish Rabbi Nechemiah, and Rabbi Nechemiah Shita was based on the following drasha. Let us read the Psukim and Pasuk Mishpatim, as the Psukim state, V'chi Reuven Anashim, V'hika Ishes Re'eu, Be'evan Oy Be'egreif, V'lo Yomos V'nofal Mishkov, Im Yaakov Nisalech Bechutz, Al Mishantai, V'nika Maka, Rak Shifta Yitain, V'rapo Yirapei, and Rabbi Nechemiah was bothered that the Pasuk states, Im Yaakov Nisalech Bechutz, Al Mishantai, V'nika Maka, and we continue on Daf Ayin Chesem Beis, V'chi Salah Daitcha, Shizem Mahalch Beshuk, V'zen Nereg, and L'chari, why would the Pasuk have to tell us this? Certainly if Reuven hit Shimon, and then Shimon gets better, and he's now walking in the street, then certainly it would be Nika Maka, and certainly Reuven will be Potter, and Reuven will be innocent. As Rashi points out, Lomi Lulamema, V'nika Maka V'misa, and why would the Torah have to teach us this then, that Reuven will be Potter for Misa? El Zeshem Dula Misa, V'hokin L'mashahoya, V'la'ach Kachich Perumei, Shehu Potter. Therefore, Ibn Chemia teaches us that it must be the Torah is being mechadish to us, and even in the case of our Mishnah, we originally, after Reuven hit Shimon, and Bezdin evaluated that Shimon would die from this wound, and then Shimon got a little bit better, and Bezdin reevaluated Shimon, that Shimon would heal completely, and ultimately Shimon died, that the Pasuk is teaching us that even in that case, since at one point there was Yochum Vesalech Bechutz Al Mashantai, therefore Vinika Maka, so in this case, although ultimately Shimon died, Reuven will still be Potter. Ayin Rashi who explains that the word Al Mashantai, Tagminon Al Burya, Shesrapa Legamre Vinishon Al Koichai, that Reuven completely healed, and he only needed to rely on his own koyach in order to walk. And also, Ayin Rashi, Mesechtes Ksubis, and Aflam Magnum Obeys, Kidumatagmina al Buryov, Sheshav Lekoichai, Uvile Sonei Harishain. However, Ayin Ramban, and Pashat Bishpotim, Lefi Daita, Kimishante Kipshutai, that Mishante means a stick that people walk with, and it refers to a cane. Kemoi, and just like we find, the Ish Mishante Biyodai, Mirav Yomim, Viyoy Makosav, and the Pasuk is telling us, Kikashi Mischazek Hamuka, who Missalek Tom Bechot, Mishvokim, Ruvichoivis, Al Mishantai, Kemishbara Chalushim, Shuns Rapu Mechaili, and even though he's a bit sick at this point, as he still needs a cane, but the mice he's able to get out of his house, Vinika Maka, Vilomad, and the Pasuk is teaching us, Shafilu Pasha bin Nafshoi, Umis Bechol Shosai, Achrikain, Lo Yumas, then that case, Ruvim would not be Chayiv, like Ram Nechemia taught us, Vidiba Akosa Behoiva, Kemukim Shinafl Mishkov, Leis Alcha Bechot, Achetichim Akosam, Vietsum Yede Sakana, Zetam, Visalik Bechot, Kim Yoko Visalik Bebesai, Al Mashanta, Lo Yinoka, as if he only is able to walk in his house, and he still didn't go out of his house, and even though he's walking around in his house, he wasn't yet completely healed, and therefore, if he'd ultimately die, Reuven would still be Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon, Hai Venika Maka Mai Dar Shebe. Then, Lechayr, this Pasuk seems to be extra, as this Pasuk seems to be Pashut, that if Shimon completely heals, then certainly Reuven will be Pata, and why would the Pasuk have to teach us Venika Maka? And the Gemara tells us, Melamed Shechoshna Yisai, that this teaches us that until Shimon is completely healed, that we will put Reuven into jail in order to make sure that he doesn't run away. If Shimon will ultimately die, then Reuven will be Chai Misa. And as Rashi states, Imam Duel Misa, Chayshim Samaka Shle Yivrach, at Shinirim Yamasim Lav, Lahochi Osa Venika Maka, the Mashma, Lachshiyaka Venika, Michlal, Dad Hashta Chobashu, Ayin Sham. And before we continue, let us read the Pasha in the Torah regarding the Mekoshis Eitzim, as well as the one that was Megadev in the Midbar. And we know Megalgon Chayiv, Alide Chayiv, and the Pasuk in Pasha Shlach tells us, by you, Bnei Yisrael, by Midbar, by Yimtsu Ish Mekoshis Eitzim, by Yema Shabbos, by Yekrivo Eisim, and Moitzim Eisim, Mekoshis Eitzim, and Moshe Val Aaron, and Kola Ida, by Yenichu Eisim, by Mishbar, he lay perish, Mai Yosaloi, and the Pasuk continues, by Yema Shema Moshe, Mois Yumas Haish, Ragoy Moisim, by Vonim, Kola Ida, Mechutzl Machna, and in Pasha's Emor, the Torah states, by Yikoi Bnei Ishi Yisraelis as Hashem, by Yikalel, by Yavio Eisim, Moshe, Vishem Imoi, Shleimis Bastivri, Lamate Dun, by Yenichu, by Mishbar, Lifresh Lahem Al Pi Hashem. Let's continue with our Gemara, that our Gemara is from Nechemya Chavisha Minole. According to Rav Nechemya, what is the Makar that if Reuven hits Shimon, Bezin is Oymed that Shimon is going to die, that we will put Reuven into jail until we see the outcome? The Gemara tells us, Yaal from Mekoshish, that he learns it from the Pasuk by Mekoshish, and as we saw, that since they didn't know what to do with Mekoshish, so it states, and we see that they put him into jail. And the Gemara now is, Rabbanan Nami, Lelfim Mekoshish, that Lechir, why did Rabbanan learn it from the Pasuk of Venika Hamaka? If Lechir, we could learn it from the Mekoshish, and therefore the word Venika Hamaka should still be extra. And the Gemara answers that Rabbanan couldn't learn from the Pasha Mekoshish, as Mekoshish Baktalu, Umesh Leaviada, Kotle Bemai, although Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what Misa the Mekoshish should receive, but certainly he knew that the Mekoshish is Chayim Misa for being Mechal Shabbos, and therefore certainly we had to put him into jail, as Lemaisa he's Mechuyah Misa. Therefore, we couldn't learn from the Mekoshish to our scenario, as Lafuke Hai, Dleyadinon, Ibaktolu, Ilabaktolu, as in our scenario, we're not yet sure if Reuven is going to be Chayim Misa or not, as we are not sure if Shimon will actually die. Maybe there would not be a din that this person should be put into jail, and that's why we need the Pasuk of Venika Maka to tell us up until this point he was placed into jail. And the Gemara continues that L'chayr, Rabbanan's response to Rav Nechemya is a valid response, and how could Rav Nechemya learn Chavisha from the case of Mekoshish? And the Gemara states, Rav Nechemya, Yalfim Megadev, the Inechinami, Rav Nechemya learns from the Gdino Megadev, the Le'avi Yodah Yibak Toluhu V'chavshu, as by the story of Megadev, not only did Moshe Rabbeinu not know which Misa to give to Megadev, but he didn't even know if the Megadev is Chayim Misa. Therefore, the case of Megadev is similar to our case where Reuven hit Shimon, and Shimon is not yet dead. And since we see in the case of Megadev that even though they weren't sure if he was Mechuyah Misa, they still put him into jail. So therefore, the same would apply in a case where Reuven hit Shimon and Shimon did not yet die. And keep in mind that we will see in a moment that there will be Brisa that will explain this chiluk between the Mekoshish and the Megadev, that by the Mekoshish, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was Chayim Misa, he just didn't know if he should be Mechayiv him Skilo or Chanek, while in the case of the Megadev, Moshe Rabbeinu did not even know if he was Chayim Misa or not. Finally, the Gemara states, Rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, why don't they learn the din of Chavisha from the case of Megadev? And the Gemara responds, Megadev Harua Shaisa, and as Rashi states, Rei Lein Estavu Metchila Al Isa Chavisha Ume Atma Masu, and certainly since Klal Yisrael did not know that there's any Chia Misa for someone that's Megadev, so certainly they weren't told that they should put him to jail, and even so, they did so, and they put him to jail until they could find out if a Megadev is Chayim Misa, the Kim Lein Nema by Misa Metchila, Mas Sofik Hoy Lehem Lahatel of Sofik Misa V'lechayv Shai, and since the Rabbanon couldn't going to learn the din of chavisha from the din of megadev. Therefore, we needed the pasuk of Nika Maka to teach us that if Reuven hits Shimon and Shimon did not yet die in the interim period, Reuven would be put into jail. We just saw that based on the davar pashut, the Gemara stated that in the case of Mekoshesh, Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Mekoshesh is chayim misa, and there was just a suffix as to which misa to give the Mekoshesh. However, by the megadev, they didn't even know if he was chayim misa. And the Gemara now brings this brisa that teaches us this point. Kedetanyan, as we learned to the brisa, Yodei Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshesh b'misa Shenem Mechalel Meisumas, as the Torah states in Pashuk Kisisa regarding Shabbos, who shmatim and says Shabbos Kekodesh Yilochem Mechalel Meisumas Chol Ha'isa Bo Malacha V'nichusa Nefesh Ahim Yikarav Ameha Elu Lo Yodei Be'ezim Misa Nereg. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a suffix as to which of the Dal Misa's Bezin he should give to the Mekoshesh. And then, as the Pasuk states, Ki Lei Poirish Ma'ye Osloi, as Rashi states, Mashma Bar Sihu, it's Mashma that he knew that he had to give a Misa Avaloi Ha'yoydin Ma'u, but he didn't know which Misa to give him. However, the Brisa tells us, Al Megadev Loi Namabai Elo Lifresh Lehem Al Pi Hashem, and doesn't use the Lashon Asiya Loi Ha'yoy Moshe Yedea Imhu Ben Misa Kalika Mav, as Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know if someone that's Megadev is Hashem is Chayiv Misa or not. And as Rashi states, since it doesn't say Ma'ye Osa, Mashma Kol Dinoi Ha'yitzuchin Lefarish Lehem, and I in Tap Tesis Megadev Rosh Yisa Iklamanda Omel Kamon Mekoshish Nami Rosh Yisa, that not only was Megadev Rosh Yisa, but also the Mekoshish was a Rosh Yisa. However, when our Gemara was dealing with the Mekoshish, our Gemara did not bring the Shita, as our Gemara was saying that even according to Rav Nechemya, that certainly can't hold that Megadev was a Rosh Yisa, as otherwise he wouldn't have a Makar for being Chayvish, a person that's potentially Chayim Misa, and therefore the Gemara gave another reason, which even Rav Nechemya would agree to. Therefore, Rav Nechemya would not be able to learn the din of Chavisha from the din of Mekoshesh, and Ayin in Tesis Lo Yodeya Be'ez Misa, the Afagad the Misa Stam Chenaki, even though that Lefid Chacham that hold that Chenak is the most kal of all Misais, so when the Torah states Misa and doesn't specify which Misa, it refers to Chenak, Mitecha Svar HaYimidam Al Oiv Avedis Chavin the Beskila. However, Moshe Rabbeinu was still Mesupik, as he thought that someone is Mechal Shabbos is Ki'ilu Oiv Avedis Zara, and therefore should be Chayiv Skila, the Mechal Shabbos Behesya, Kekoifib Ika, the Koifib Maisa Bracious, Ayin Sham. Ayin at the end of Rashi in Dibu Maskel Mekoshish Bakatolu, Rashi is bothered that Lechira, how they give a proper straw to the one that was Mekoshish Eitzim if they couldn't tell him that he would be Chayiv Skila. And Zok Rashi, Rabbanan Tzvilu, Command Omar, Loi Be'ina Sheyedu'u Basra Be'ezim Misanereg, that there's no requirement to tell the person which Misa he will be killed with, and all you have to say is that you're going to be Chayiv Misa. However, Ayin Ritva, in Mesechtes Bar Basra, on Daf Kuf Yud Tesem and Aleph, that is also bothered by this question, and Ritva brings two terutzim. Number one, V'yishleima, da Rosh Yisa, that first of all, it was a Rosh Yisa, Uri Nami, Shani Hassan, Loi Hoye Efshel, Hasus Bay B'Misa Yedua, Ovechi Hai, Moid Rabbi Huda, and certainly even Rabbi Huda would agree that it would be a proper Hasra, and Rabbeinu Bechai is bothered that how could our Gemara state that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael already knew that someone that's Mechal Shabbos is Chayiv Misa, if the Pasuk tells us, V'yayim HaShem Moshe, Moisumas HaIsh, and it's Mashman HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish to Moshe, that this person is Chayiv Misa. However, Rabbeinu Bechai explains, V'Hashem Yisala Pirish V'Amam Moisumas HaIsh, Ragoyim Oisir Bavonim, Klayimam Moisumas HaKosav Mechalel Moisumas, Pirusha Yiskila Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now goes back to the Machlikis between Rav Nechemya and Rabbanon, and the Gemara will point out that the Pesukim and Pashim Mishpatim certainly want to teach us that if Reuven hits Shimon and Shimon is only injured and he doesn't die, then Reuven will be chayiv for chamisha dvarim for nezek tzar ripui shavus and boishes. And if the Torah only wanted to teach us this point, then the pasuk should have stated v'chi Reuven on Ashram v'hika ishres re'eu be'evan oy be'egrav nafal lemishkav shifta yitain v'rapo yirape. Therefore, there are actually two extra clauses in these Pesukim and Pashim Mishpatim, as the Torah did not have to say v'lo yamus v'nafal lemishkav, and it didn't have to say the words v'lo yamus, and also the Torah didn't have to say im yakum v'salach bechutz al mashantoy v'nika hamaka. Based on this point, the Gemara states bishlam Rav Nechemya hayinu d'chsivi trei umdini, that we can understand l'fi Rav Nechemya why the Torah had these extra two clauses as chadam du l'misa v'choya, as one is coming to teach us that if the Bezdin assessed this person for misa and they actually had a gemar din that Reuven is chayim misa and then Shimon got better and he lived, so one may have thought that since Bezdin already made a gemar din that Reuven is chayim misa and he was yotzmi Bezdin chayiv, then maybe Reuven will still be chayim misa. And as Rashi says, the hod hod chayiv chos rachman olah, as even though Shimon ultimately lived, but that was only Shimon's good fortune, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on Shimon, and kamash malon that Reuven will not be chayim misa. And as Rashi explains, Vahachi Asa Vlo Yamas Klema Vihika Ish Vlo Yamas Kemusham Duel El Nafal Mishkov, that even though Bezdin thought that Shimon would die, and instead he only fell into bed and he was only sick, then Yitim Mammon Vlo Misa, Reuven will only be Chayiv to pay money and he will not be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara continues Vichadam Duel Misa Vahakal Mashahaya. And when the Torah is in the clause of Imyokim Vistalich Bechutz Al Mashantai Vinika Maka, the Torah is teaching us that let's say originally after Reuven hit Shimon, Bezdin already evaluated that Shimon will die, and then Shimon started getting better, but ultimately Shimon died. And one may have thought that Reuven will be Chayiv Misa, as ultimately he killed Shimon. The Kamash Balon, as Rashi states, Im Yokim Vesalich Bechutz, La'achash Abdul Misa, Vinika Maka, Afilu Chazov, Hechbiru Meis. And the Gemara continues, El Rabbanon, Trey Umdri Lumli, but according to Rabbanon, why is there a need for both of these extra clauses? And Rashi points out that certainly according to Rabbanon, there's a requirement to have two psukim in order to teach us two dinim. Certainly they would need one pasuk to teach us Amdul Misa V'chaya, just like Rabbi Nechemya learned, and the Rabbanon stated previously that they require the words of Vinika Maka to teach us that V'chayv Shina Yisai. Rashi explains that Lichta V'lo Yomus V'nafel Mishka V'nika Maka Shifta Yitain, that even according to Rabbanon, we didn't need the entire second pasuk, as the pasuk didn't have to say Im Yakum V'salat B'chutz Al-Mashantai, and all the pasuk should have stated is V'lo Yomus V'nafel Mishka V'nika Maka Rak Shifta Yitain V'rapa Yirape. And just from the words of Vinika Maka, we'd be able to learn the concept of Chavisha. Why do we need this second clause? And the Gemara answers, Chadam Dula Misa V'chaya, that the Rabbanon used one of these clauses in order to teach us the same din that Rabbi Nechemya taught us, that if Reuven hit Shimon, Bezdin evaluated that Shimon would die, and they already were nigma din that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, and then Shimon gets better, that Reuven would not be Chayiv Misa. And V'chadam Dula Chayim V'meis, from one of the clauses, the Chacham learned that let's say Reuven hit Shimon, and right afterwards Bezdin evaluated Shimon, and they felt that Shimon would not die, and therefore Reuven would not be Chayiv Misa, but then ultimately Shimon died, that Reuven will not be Chayiv Misa. And in a moment we will get back to Rashi, who explains which of these psukim the Rabbanon used for each of their drashos. However, let's finish the Gemara, as the Gemara states, Rabbi Nechemya, and Lemaisa, where does Rabbi Nechemya know that if the Amdu L'Chayim and then he's maced, that Reuven would be potter, as Amdu L'Chayim and maced, Loi Tzarech Kra, Shrei Yotzim Bezdin Zakai, as Lemaisa, right when Bezdin evaluated that Shimon will not die, immediately Reuven was potter for Misa, and once someone is potter, then there's a concept of double jeopardy, and we can't now be Mechayev Reuven Misa. And as Rashi states, Shrei Yotzim Bezdin Zakai, V'anaf Galon, Mitzadik Al Tarei, Biperek Echad Dinam Ramiz, Minayin Liyotzim Bezdin Zakai, V'Ome Echad Yeshin Lamed Lov Chayva, She'im Echsiyun Ha'isai, She'nema V'tzadik Al Tarei. And let us see Rashi in Dibel Maschol, Chadam Duel Misa V'chaya, V'chadam Duel L'chayim V'meis. Although when Rabbi Nechemya taught us that one of the psukim is coming to teach us that in the case of Amdul Misa V'chaya, that Reuven will be potter, and Rashi explained in detail that Rabbi Nechemya would learn this from the first pasuk that stated, V'hika Ishas Re'eu Be'evin Oy Be'egrei V'lo Yomos V'nafel Mishkav. However, Zokt Rashi, that L'fid Rabbanan V'ipcha Darish Lehu, that they actually learned that drasha from the second pasuk, where the pasuk states, Im Yokim V'savich Bechutz Al Mashantai V'nika Maka. As Rashi states, V'lo Yomos Darish Lehu L'amdu L'chayim V'meis, V'hochi Mashmo V'lo Yomos Im Amdu T'chila Shlo Yomos, that if they originally evaluated that Shimon will not die, then Reuven is not Chayim Misa, Afilu Meis La'achim Yikan, Shifta Yitein V'rapa Yirape. And the Torah is teaching us that even though ultimately Shimon died, but at this point, all that Reuven will be Chayim is to pay for the Chamisha Dvarim, to pay Nezek Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, and Baishas, which Bezdin already estimated, and they already evaluated how much Reuven would owe Shimon at the point where they evaluated that Shimon would stay alive and would not die. And then the Pasuk teaches us, V'im Amdul Misa, that if they originally evaluated that Shimon would die, then the Torah teaches us that even in this case, Reuven will not be Chayim Misa, and Shifto Yitain V'rapa Yirape. And the Gemara now continues and brings a Braisa, where will be Machlekes between Rabbi Nechemya and Chachamim. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Hamakas Chaveroi, if Reuven hit Shimon, V'amduul Misa, and Bezdin evaluated that Shimon would die, V'choyah, but Shimon ultimately lived, Paitrin Yisai, then certainly all agree that Reuven will be Potter. However, the Braisa now continues and brings the Machlekes between Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbanan, as Amduul Misa, that if they originally evaluated that Shimon would die, V'hokul M'ashahoyah, and then Shimon got better, at that point, so Bezdin should once again evaluate Shimon and see how long they would think that Shimon will be sick, and therefore how much money Reuven will owe Shimon for Chamisha Dvarim. And V'im La'achah Kein Hichped Umeis, and if Shimon then takes a turn for the worse and ultimately he dies, so we have the machlekes between Rabbi Nechemya and the Chachamim. As Halach Acha Imin HaMitzoyi Divrei Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya says we should go go based on the second evaluation, and since Tracham stated that Shimon would stay alive, but there's a Gilu Milsa that it must be that even though Shimon died, but he didn't die from his original wounds, and therefore Reuben will be Pata. However, since Shimon died, therefore we don't look at the second evaluation, and we don't give it any credence, and therefore Reuben will still be Chai Misa, and as Rashi states, in Oymen Acha Imed, L'chashev Ki Yoytzim Bezen Zakai Uli Pata Im La'achim Mikan Echpidu Meis, and L'bosim Meis Ad Hashto Az Linan, the Hoyal V'echpidu Meis, Chayiv HaMaka Misa. Finally, the Gemara now brings a Braisa, and the Gemara will state that this Braisa is going like Reb Nechemya, as Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Amdu Ulu Misa, Oym Dinay Yisrael L'chayim, that even if initially Bezen evaluated that Shimon would die, and they actually had a Din Torah and a Paskin that Reuben is Chayiv Misa, but ultimately Shimon didn't die, so Reuben would not be Chai Misa, and as Rashi states, and keep in mind that a couple times on this Amid, when the Gemara mentioned cases of the Amdula Misa V'Chaya, we didn't just explain, based on the Pashas of the words, that Bezin just evaluated that Shimon would die, and then Shimon lived, and therefore there's a Chiddush that Reuven will not be Chai Misa, and certainly that would not be a Chiddush at all, and as the Gemara stated at the top of Amid, and therefore we had to explain that Bezin already paskin that Reuven is Chai Misa, and in that case we may have Havmina that Reuven would still be Chai Misa. And the Braisa continues that all agree L'chayim ain't Oim D'nai Yisrael Misa, that if Bezdin initially assessed that Shimon would live and then afterwards they decide that maybe Shimon would die and ultimately he dies, then one may think that Bezdin could change their evaluation and maybe Reuven would be Chai Misa. Kamash Blon that Reuven will be Potter, and as Rashi states that they can't say Te'inu Bo'im Rishon Vil Chai V'luzeh Shriyotin Bezdin Zakai V'aminu Mach Maschoy V'acha Shabal Lov Hechpida Hamaka. And this price continues, Amdul Misa V'Hakul Mashahoya Oim Din Oisa Oim Chain L'Mamin, then they would evaluate how much money Reuven will owe Shimon based on the Chamisha Dvarim of Nezek Tzar Ripu Shavis and Baishas V'Ma'acha Kin Hechpidu Meis, then even though ultimately Shimon died Mishal Nezek V'Tzar L'Yashim, then Reuven will still only be Chayiv to pay the Chamisha Dvarim to the Yashim. And although the Gemara states Nezek V'Tzar, it really refers to Nezek Tzar Ripu Shavis and Baishas, as Rashi points out, Alalab Ochei D'Tana L'Mechshev Karuchla Ayin Sham. Certainly, as we will see in a moment, this din is only going Lefita Shita Rav Nechemya, and the Braisa just ends off in the Emesai Mishalim. At what point do we evaluate and the payment would be due based on that point of his sickness, Mishar Sheiko, from the moment that Reuven hit Shimon, and as Rashi states, Mishar Sheiko, Eimnim Kamho Yofa Koinim Aka, Vekamho Yofa Acha Aka, Veloyam Rin Hoyle Bad Hashta, Loyam Dinale El Lemisa, Behashtu Dam Dinale Lemamin, Naamde Kedekoi Hashta, Vare Hukal Umafsin Lele Nizik, and that would cause the Nizik to lose money, Kamash Blon, that even though at one point we thought that he would die, once we ultimately evaluate that Reuven v'chayev for the Chamisha Dvarim, then we evaluate him based on the original when Reuven hit Shimon, and the Gemara ends off, V'stamek Kerem Nechemya, and this Braisa is going like the Shita Rav Nechemya, as we explained, and we will stop over here.